Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Eddie Kaufholz, happy Tuesday.
Annie, happy Tuesday. It is nice.
Annie.
You know what's interesting? I think I say your name different now that I know the 3 million people have listened to us. Like, it's a little bit more like how I'd say your name now that we both sit in an ivory tower of podcast greatness.
Certainly. Hey, that's a good reminder for us to say to our friends that if they haven't done this whole journey with us, from starting the TSF quarantine shows back in March, we've moved every TSF quarantine show to this feed. So you can go back and hear Eddie and I start in March and record for 6 weeks leading to the birth of this very show. They are all here now.
And I would love for people to listen to them. And I also will say, kind of self-plug, they are of the moment, but they're also evergreen. And so I hope that I feel like I've enjoyed hearing back some like old jokes and random things that we were talking about, deep conversations that I'm like, I mean, that conversation that, what was the one we talked about? Oh, like our college selves?
Yeah. Oh, that was the show.
I love that. Yeah. But that was great. I mean,
I agree.
I would go back and hold that up as like, I was proud of that half hour.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yes.
I wish people would just quit. This is my like one request is like, just quit telling me how much I said everything would be normal in July. Just like, stop. I know I said it back in March.
I know.
But and I know it's September. Everybody be nice.
But it's like when we used to watch old Dick Tracy shows and be like, oh yeah, like you'd ever have a watch where you could like listen to music.
Like, yeah. I know.
There's a finite ability for us to understand. And also, PS to everyone who said this would be over in June, what were your predictions on the global pandemic? Respectfully.
How long did you think this was going to go?
And while you're at it, tell me how Halloween's going to work out. Do I order a Halloween costume? Right?
Because you know. Exactly. But I'm so glad it's they're all here and people can go back and listen to all of them.
So fun.
Do you have a list this morning? I have a big star thing on my list.
Annie, I went from zero list this weekend and like, okay, we'll just kind of see what happens on Tuesday. Yeah. To more than we can talk about. So I know that you have stuff too, but I really like the stuff on your list typically more than I like mine. Is it possible for me to ask you to start?
Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard place to start because I gave you a tiny heads up on text message.
I know you did. I got it so bad.
I got a letter from your daughter, Lucy.
Lucy Kaufholz.
Lucy Kaufholz. I almost didn't say her last name because I was like, I wonder if Eddie wants me to say her last name. And then I'm like, well, pretty much people can sort that out by themselves.
Yeah, they're pretty sure. Probably.
It's not a huge secret. Mm-mm. Eddie, I got a letter from your daughter. It was very sweet. It starts out to one of my best friends, Annie F. Downs.
Right.
And she catches me up on a couple of things, which I'm grateful for. And then she says,
oh, Annie,
do you remember I loaned you a book to read for Mini BFF Book Club. Could you mail that back to me?
Yeah, because it's a library. You realize, Annie.
It's a library.
Right. Yeah. And it's still a fully functioning library.
Right.
Like where books have to be accounted for.
Right.
Now,
I think I misunderstood.
So here's what I especially love about this. Because it's been a little while, like a month-ish. And
Did she mailed me the book?
No. Yeah.
I mean, oh, it's been longer. It's been longer than a month. It was before my birthday because it came.
Oh, yeah.
They sent me very sweet notes on my birthday that I know exactly where those are.
Right. And so she was like, do I get the book back? And I was like, well, maybe, but also we can just make another book. This is a handmade book. We can. Uh-huh. And then so she does not say anything. And then she circles back. But also Brianne has said, and I think it's very right, that Lucy basically keeps the U.S. Postal Service in business because she sends letters, I would say almost daily, maybe a couple a day. She just loves it. Little notes to her friends. And so you were on the, and but did she give you, because we talked about like, okay, Annie does not need to send you back a book, nor are we going to charge Annie a fine for a book.
I'm going to have to pay a fine. I recognize I have to.
No. Because I think we had talked about at one point her giving you an option in the letter. Did she not do that?
Oh, yeah. It said, if not, if you don't know where it is, comma, no worries. I mean, it was very, she released me.
Right.
I cannot tell you how hard I've looked for that little, because just for everyone to know, she didn't mail me a book. She mailed me like a book in a traditional sense. She mailed me pieces of paper stapled together that she had made a book.
I'm going to pray to God that she is not listening to you say that right now.
Because
Annie, it is a book and it is a great book.
Oh, the content is fantastic. it was one of those pigeon books. And yeah, it just wasn't hardback. I shouldn't want people picturing that she had mailed me a hardback like book in the mail. She had mailed me a book she created.
I'm literally looking at a book called Remembering God, and it is also not hardback.
That is the wrong title.
I can't see it.
Remember God.
Sorry, I can't see it. I don't it's the end of the,
okay, I'm but tired. I didn't use my handwriting to create the book, and it is not stapled.
Okay, by that definition, then it is not a book that you got to say.
It is a book. I'm just saying, I just wanted people to understand, I did not misplace a Lucy Kofeldt's hardback children's picture book that you can get at Amazon. I misplaced a homemade, very talented, beautiful book that I did not realize was checked out of the Lucy Kofeldt's library, thus expecting return. But I do need you to know that I have a stack of things to mail back to her that are better. They're better. I've collected some things.
I think that that's very kind. But let me tell you this. You do not need to send her anything. You do not need to send. You are already so sweet and generous, and they love you. Here's what we had talked about would be a good payment.
Yes, I can read you what she wrote me, but you can tell me what y'all talked about.
Okay. Let's hear it. I've never read this
now
letter.
Now, if you lost it, no. Oh, it starts like this. Hey, Crazy Annie. ... And then the book I gave you. Now I'm only reading the public part. There are some private parts of our friendship. Yes, there's like friendship stuff.
Yeah.
The book I gave you for my library is overdue. Now, I'm going to read you the exact words. Now, if you lost, no worries. Just please send back ideas for a new book. That's all.
Great. That's what we talked about.
But if you have my book, please send it back.
That's great. I said, that's the best. And she was totally, she came up with that idea that a really good payment would be you give her a couple ideas and so she'll have the good ideas to start her next book, which
well,
I think is...
I'm sending some other things to her and to Eve, but man, I really felt like a person when I opened that. I was like, a letter from Lucy. And then I was like, oh no. And I tore my house up one side and down the other. I was like, it was over here. Because I showed it to Mini BFF Book Club. Like I did what she asked. I showed it to Mini BFF Book Club. And then I thought, okay, I know I put that stuff. And then this morning, I said, I have got to find this thing. I'm going to look everywhere. And I can't.
I am tickled by this. I'm a little embarrassed because because you shouldn't have to send a book back. And we told her when she mailed it that it was like, okay, we're not going to be in the business of mailing your library around the country. Because like we got grandparents, we got friends, we're fortunate to have a lot of friends that are not in Gainesville. So, but she, swing and a miss, sent it to you.
Swing and a miss on my part, not hers. I think I thought she made that book for me to share with the Mini BFF Book Club. I did not put together, and this is all the way my bad, I did not put together that by sending it to me the same time she sent me my library card, that it was actually a library book.
That's right. You've got a library.
Yes.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
I also love that this letter went out and existed in the first time I heard its words were just now.
I loved it too.
She just walks out to the mailbox about once a day. It's just a little tiny stack. Puts it in there.
The envelope doesn't have any help from either adult, I don't think. It's not in the room with me, but I don't think I, the letter is right here with stickers and everything. Some personal notes between friends. I mean, just.
Hold on. She put stickers in it?
Oh, yeah.
Like stickers for you to use or stickers on the
No,
note?
It looks like she just was decorating. And it is as dear as you could ever imagine.
Oh, that kid.
I would send you a picture, but it's, you know, it's U.S. mail. It's private.
She just delights you. Yeah. No, that's a felony.
Yeah.
You know, I found out a little bit ago, you know, you can't just put a flyer in somebody's mailbox.
Oh, you can't put anything. You're not even supposed to put like cakes or candies or dropping off a t-shirt. You're not supposed to put on anything.
Annie. Our mailbox, we live in a very wooded area, which I love, but it's also kind of wet a lot. Like, it doesn't really dry off as much.
Yeah,
and
that
so
seems
it's
real.
Like there's like frogs and things. I got to tell you, the number of times that I have opened the mailbox, reached in, and a frog jumps out it's a lot. And
felony every time.
It's a frog felony.
It's a frog felony, which are the worst kind.
No, frog felony. No, there's a pun in there, and I can feel it. I can taste it.
It's something about their legs?
Frog legs, lily pond, lily pad, lily. Okay, I will, by the end of the show.
You'll work it out.
I may disappear, so if I just go real quiet, you're going to have to carry it, as you typically do, because I may be deep, deep, deep into the pun matrix. But the level to which I just scream and go weak at the knees when it happens is very, the neighbors must love that. When you have a frog jumping at you and you weren't expecting it, well, that's scream worthy.
Agree. Oh, I'm with you. I can't imagine. Well, my bigger question is, why are the frogs trying to read your mail? Feels
seriously.
I'm glad I just got that much of a laugh out of you. Like that was dumb, but I can't stop what my body's doing. Right. That's what I appreciated.
I see them in there looking through and going, interesting. I guess mortgage is paying home insurance this year. And this is just a statement, not a bill. All right. It's fine. Can you close that up? What else would frogs do?
Well, listen, that was my list. Was really, I'm that went better than I thought it would. When I texted you over the weekend and I said, Eddie, I've received a letter. Yeah. You didn't know. And I was very concerned that you didn't know at all that I had been reprimanded for my use of the Lucy Caulfield's library. I'm going to send, it's on the way. A package is on the way.
Well, you are of course very sweet. All she needs is ideas, because we'll keep the library going.
And,
So. I really am very, I knew this letter was in process. I did not know it had been sent, which I like even more.
Oh yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was so mortified.
And now, I don't like that you had to tear your place up. I don't like you actually looked for it.
Oh, I didn't. You don't picture like someone robbing an office of Dunder Mifflin. I wasn't like throwing papers around.
I really
did spend some significant time this weekend cleaning anyway. And I was like, okay, if there's a pile, let's just look through every pile one time just to see if the library book is in there.
Oh, it makes me happy.
Isn't this just the life of using a library, though? How many times have I done that about a real library where the library is like, you're fine. Your due is $11.55. I'm like, well, I'm keeping that. I'll just pay $11.55.
I believe our library doesn't charge fines anymore. Does your library still charge? I could be wrong. We use the library an incredible amount.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they charge fines. We also turn them in on time. Brianna has a whole great system so that we don't lose books.
Can you tell it to us?
Oh, it's just all library books. It's just library books go in this certain wicker box thing in front of the house. Yes. And they go in and out of that. And then when it's time to go back to the library, we sort through what do we want to keep. It's just basically library books don't make their way into the general public of books.
Oh, they always stay. They're either being read by you or they're in the wicker basket.
Yeah, essentially, it's just a library bookshelf. Just it's a bookshelf. Sure. It's a book area special for library books.
Oh,
so it just keeps it nice. But you've got that many books. I mean, the kids are reading, especially. I mean, they've always done a lot. But when quarantine happened, when they shut the library down and then they're like, all right, we're going to open back up, but you got to reserve it. They did 100+ books on the first.
And are they reading chapter books or picture books? Because I can imagine.
Chapter, all chapter.
Wow.
Yeah, they're because that, but that's age appropriate. That's like the Magic Treehouse stuff and Little House on the Prairie. Uh-huh, it's uh-huh. all chapter.
Now, have you watched that documentary on Netflix everyone is talking about? Not the one about the dance team, but the one about mm-hmm. how social media is affecting our brains.
No, we're going to watch it this week. Have you watched it?
No, let's watch it. Let's talk about it next week. Okay. Do you remember the name so we can tell
Not
our friends to watch it too? Okay. Well, Sorry. Y'all listen on Friday. We'll tell you on Friday what the name of the documentary is on Netflix, and we'll talk about it next Tuesday so you've got a weekend to watch it. But we were talking about it Monday at work, and we're reading John Eldridge's book. Our whole staff is reading John Eldridge's book called Get Back Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Get Your Life Back. Mm-hmm. And talking about stepping away from your phones. And we all talked about like how we've implemented some of the things he mentioned and how it's changed our lives. And one of the things my friends and I have started is we've like started back up a book club so that we have deadlines on books so that we will put our phones away and read.
Oh, man. I can't even tell you. I'm trying to burn through a book right now. And I caught myself last night. I had an hour to read. And I did a half hour of it.
Uh-huh.
Of this like rare time where it was like I was waking up and I burned it on just junking around on the phone.
I
and it was
know. Just so, doesn't it make you sad? It makes me so sad when I do that.
It like totally does.
I do the same thing, Eddie. I can't imagine a friend of ours listening who doesn't like look down at the clock and go, oh man, I could have read a book or done eight other things. And I was on Instagram that whole time.
Yeah. And I find myself less and less satisfied by it. I'm curious to watch this documentary because I know that there's some dopamine reaction to it, and I have varying degrees of connection with it. But also, COVID, I don't want to blame it on like 2020 COVID, but it was sort of like, all right, all hands on deck. Just do what you can do to stay connected.
100%.
And I'm like, okay, but this can't last because even if this is going to stick around for another week, month, 6 months, who knows? I can't let the dependency on info from my phone stick around.
Yes, I'm with you. I think we all did what we need to do the last 6 months to feel healthy and connected. I mean, part of it was everyone was alone in their home and our main, if not only source of connection was social media.
Right.
So this is not a blame game or a shame game. So thank you for letting me clarify that because I don't want people to feel that. I'm not shooting anybody. I'm just saying mm-hmm. now I'm realizing at 11:30 at night, I'm not trying to connect with anyone. I'm right. watching recipes being made by some guy in Turkey who makes really huge hamburgers.
Totally.
That's not right. connection. I'm just right. wasting my time.
Endless streams of Fallon clips, which isn't bad, but it's not
my
like...
life, no.
No, but it's not like intentional. It's just like, it's not like I'm like sitting down to enjoy Fallon
uh-huh.
or like I'm at work and I have 10 minutes between this meeting and that meeting. And I need to just like let my brain loose. So I'm going to laugh at Jimmy Fallon.
Uh-huh.
It's just
uh-huh.
like it's not really, but I feel like I'm just like slack jawed staring. It's like whatever that physical posture is like, no, come on. You're not awake. You're not doing it. You know what I mean by
uh-huh.
that? Like you're
yes.
just kind of, ugh.
Yes.
It's that feeling. I really want to get rid of Facebook. This political season.
You will be the happiest Edward you've ever known.
But how do I do it without getting rid of the page? Have we talked about this?
No.
Because I have the page of like, I still need to like promote, like here's a new activist or here's our show. Or there's still
right.
like the page where is like the public-y page, but I don't want to do the personal friend one anymore. Because I feel like especially as we're getting into election season, it's just percolating opinions that are hard.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, nope, I would rather figure this out the old fashioned way, which is we're having a chat. You say something. I go, huh, you think that? Like, I had this last week with an actual friend who I care about a lot. We were sitting down having a meal together and I learned something. I said, and I asked a question and I realized, and we both realized in a moment, we were completely differing on a topic and we had a great conversation about it. And
yeah.
we love each other at the end of it. We gave each other homework, things we're going to read, things we're going to do. That would have never happened on Facebook.
Okay. Let me tell you the way you do this, Eddie, is for your fan pages and your like new activist page, you create a new profile a personal one, and you make that profile an admin for your professional pages. Mm-hmm. And then you make it the owner of your professional pages, and then you delete your personal one.
Okay. So the admin just becomes this yes. dummy account that yes. I do not have a part yes. of.
Yes. And also, the thing we should say to all of our friends about all social media is if there is a social media thing that is not giving you life, that is mm-hmm. making you sad or angry far more than you feel without it, get rid of it. You'll be yes. fine. Your life yeah, will be better.
Totally. This is not actually a statement on Facebook in general. I mean, maybe it will be after we all watch this documentary. Uh-huh. But for me, it's a statement on like, this is not working. I don't actually desire to know my friends on this medium in this way. I desire to know them in other ways. So
uh-huh. one of the things a couple of our team members have done after reading that book and along these same veins is mm-hmm. making it so that their phones won't let them access any social media after 8 p.m.
Oh.
And one girl in staff meeting yesterday said, my intake of my screen time on my phone went down 50-something% just by stopping 8 p.m. and after.
Wow.
And so I'm turned that on. I'm turning it on. I'm trying it. A couple of us kind of challenge each other. Let's try it for a week.
Yeah, I'm super into that. And I go in flows, just like everything else. I'm, you know, with running or eating or anything I do, I go in just these total patterns of like, I'm nailing it or I am absolutely not thinking about this. Yeah. And where did I go? And yeah. social media completely falls into that. This conversation is making me realize I'm in the middle of a season where I'm just fully indulging without thinking. And that's just like not a measure of health I want to do. Speaking of yeah. which. Yeah. Hold on, I was going to change topics, but I don't have sure. to.
No, dude, that's great. I'm here.
We haven't talked about it. Did you call me dude?
I don't think so.
I think that's cool. I think if you call me dude, that's pretty cool. I don't get a lot of people call me
Everyone
dude.
Else can cool. rewind and we can't, so we'll never know and they do.
Oh, maybe you said do, but I prefer. Yeah. All right, bro. Here's what we've
All right,
got.
Dude.
Okay, I saw you alluded to some Instagram TV thing you did that I didn't see. But you posted a picture and you were running. So yes. catch to 5K. Basically, this is the segment of the show where you explain to me things you've explained to everyone else on social. But I'm yes. your friend and I'm curious. So tell me what happened.
We did, you know, every Wednesday we do a Annie's Fun List video on YouTube. And mm-hmm. My team kept saying, do one about couch to 5K and do one about running. And I kept not wanting to do it because I don't ever do videos or take pictures or do any of that when I don't look like I'm camera ready and or don't look sweaty, you know, like where I look like a normal person, you know.
There's a difference between not camera ready and running. I'm like,
yes,
I'm like,
right.
I'm not camera ready right now, but when I was running this morning, there was snot on my shirt because I had an allergy attack on the way and I didn't care. And then it started to rain.
Precisely. So. And so then the other day when I was finishing my time outside yes. exercising, I was like, I'm supposed to turn this in tomorrow to my video guy. And I was like, stop being so prideful and just film it. Like, what do you feel like this is costing you for the world to see you after you've exercised?
And yeah, that's not prideful, is it? That doesn't feel prideful.
It was because I don't want to not look... I don't want to not look the way I want to look on the internet.
Isn't that okay?
Maybe I'm not prideful as much as I'm calling it that. It just felt very, it was holding me back. That was what was right. keeping me from doing good work that needed to be done.
It's that weird little check. And it could have totally been fine for you to not want to be seen like that. In that moment, you knew that there was a check that was like, no, it's okay.
Yeah,
I just have
that's
to.
Right. There's a that's thing, right. The big,
there's a moment for me to cross over.
That's right. It was a, are you willing to? Are you yeah. willing to just go ahead and do this? And so yes. so that's what it is. So I just went through, like, I finished my run and I just recorded, like, here's how I figure out where I go and here's why it's taken me so long to record this. And here's the little things I use, the belt and the headphones. And it was just one of those,
You use a lot of gear.
I'm really into the paraphernalia that goes along with Annie. Anything, absolutely Annie. Anything.
I love that. Yeah. So can you give me this is just for my own joy. Cause uh-huh. I think you and I are this is one of my favorite things, is realizing how you and I can do the same thing completely differently.
Yeah.
So I think this may be one of those things. So what do you, you're going out, let's say you're going out and doing, what's a normal, like what?
I'm doing all 5Ks right now.
Okay. All right. 5K. Here we go.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What do you got on your person for a 5K?
I have a belt around. You can see this on the Annie's Fun List video on YouTube. I have a belt that holds my phone. I have on my shoes that I bought, and then my normal running clothes, and then my earbuds and my watch. And if it's over, I've finally made a decision that if it's over 85 degrees, I carry a water bottle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because it's just too hot.
Yeah, it's just too hot. And like I a couple of times got way too hot. It's so, and it's annoying to carry it because it's kind of heavy, but it's just like, no, you need to be able to drink water because you're human first.
Okay.
And so, I mean, that's not a crazy amount of things.
No, it's not. It's not. I had in my head some, for some reason, that you were dragging a little trailer behind you.
This is a wagon tied around my waist.
A little, right? A wagon with a live, like a drone over top of you, live streaming.
Of course,
GPS coordinates.
Tell me what's your. So you go to run, and what do you have on you?
What I have, and I have recently done a little bit of upgrading clothing wise. That has been phenomenal. So upgraded socks and things to just not like super nice, but some nicer socks. So
yes, will you send me what kind of socks do I need? Well, listen to me immediately.
They're just
give me more swag and paraphernalia. Just,
like, is it Saucony or Saucony? How do you say the running company?
I don't know, but yes.
I don't know either. That's how real runners know that I'm not one of them. I don't know how to say that. But like, just like, it was just like a six pack of like their running socks, but they have like ventilation and compression underneath, and they're all polyester, so they wick away sweat. I just found my feet were getting too like core hot on a longer run. And so I like hit the limit of what my normal, you know, 12 pack Walmart socks could handle.
Okay. So
yeah, and so I have AirPods and Apple Watch. That's what I run with.
Yeah, the only thing I'm beating you on is having something to hold my phone. You just put your phone in your pocket?
Which I fully get. I don't run with a phone.
Your AirPods and your watch. Your watch plays your music.
That's been the game changer. The watch technology is a little wonky for it, and it doesn't work like perfectly, but generally I'm listening to a podcast or I was listening to some Jay-Z the other morning, and it was like the perfect pace and everything.
Yeah,
it was like, this is just chill enough and just hyped enough to get me in the perfect pace.
And you know, I live and breathe by that too, by having the right playlist, because I go to Spotify and do it based on beats per minute.
Totally.
I would say I don't go without a phone for safety, and because my Apple Watch is not real. It's a fake Apple Watch from Amazon that does not connect that well to your AirPods.
Yeah. And I run usually no water, but if it's going to be over five, I'm going to have to figure out water.
Yeah.
And in which case I'll carry something.
Sure.
But I'm starting to try to do longer runs on Saturday, and I'm going to have to figure out some sort of.
Are you training for something?
I am.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Half marathon in January, June first week. But
where?
I'm just gonna run.
Oh, you're just gonna do it. You just want to.
I don't really like the whole race thing. It's a to do. It's like
so early in the morning.
Well, and it makes me. I'm already kind of nervous about it all. Anyhow, I'm like, I'd rather. I don't want to like. I don't know. Hear the Star Spangled Banner, and, like the thing fires in the air, and people are. I don't want all the extra energy. I've already got enough that I've got my stomach turning, and I'm just gonna go and do a nice. So I think I'll be able to do it. I'm curious if like hips and knees will hold up, but it's definitely like, if nothing else, it's a good plan, and it's gotten me a lot more running this week than I would have done if I was just doing my own normal thing. So it's been great. But holy smokes, this Nike Run Club is what I've been using for the plan.
I just downloaded that app because I've finished Couch to 5K, and I thought that was the one you were using.
It is, and it rules. It's, you know, like anything, it's a little wonky, and other people will have really good suggestions. But I just have the coach say, like, all right, I want to run a 5K. I'm running this pace, and it gives me stuff every day. So it does. So every day it does. We're really doing running talk now, but it's interesting. People will. It's like, but what I really like about it is that it forces me to do things I wouldn't normally do, because I'm just not that inventive. So like, I did, I don't know, like 4 miles on Saturday. And then Sunday when I would normally rest, it was like, go run a mile and a half, nice and slow. And it was awesome because it just stretched me out. It wasn't that hard. But then tomorrow it's like do 800 meters four times and rest for 2 minutes in between and run it fast. So basically like run a half mile at a pretty good clip and then stop for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's all these things. You're like, I don't know what's going on, but I know that it's stretching and working. And so Nike Run Club is awesome.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Well, we really did do it today.
What a Tuesday
chat. We can talk about
library.
Letters and running. That's the title. Letters and running. How libraries work.
I do want to kind of call it how libraries work, but just to sort of let Lucy have her.
We'll do it. Done. How libraries work. Everybody else already knows that. Oh, how libraries work. All right, buddy. Annie. Well, hey, let's plan on Friday to talk about that. We'll give the title of that documentary and we got to go through your list. There's a lot for you to talk about.
Yeah. And I also just want to say real fast, because it'll be too late to talk about it next week's show.
Sure.
We both posted that 3 million people have listened to the show.
Yeah.
It is an overwhelming privilege to have anyone have ever listened, much less a number that is hard to conceptualize. And then the kindness on, I don't want to speak for us, but both of our social media was absolutely.
Oh, I was blown away.
It was like a actually too much in a really good way.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, oh my gosh. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you all for listening to the show.
All right, friends. Y'all have a good week. We'll see you back here on Friday. Go wash your hands.
Bye, buddies.